2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, I don't think there's anything more frustrating in my life than dealing with the people who supply my telecommunications. It doesn't seem to matter which one of these big name brand whizzy bang wahoo people that I deal with, they all drive me completely and utterly up the wall. Things don't work, they don't talk to me, I spend a whole sack of time on hold, and I'm just frankly over it. So luckily, there is hope on the horizon. I've just met Rob Haldorn. He has a business called Aria Telco Management, and they do exactly what it sounds like. They manage your telco for you. Doesn't that sound like the best thing ever? Rob, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, is it really as good as it sounds that you'll get between me and my numpty Telstra people and you'll actually make everything okay?
That's basically what the business has been set up to do. The one rule that I've got for my clients is that regardless of whether they're with Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, Exatel, doesn't matter. As long as they come to me, that's my one rule for them. Never call the network under any circumstances. Just come directly to me. Let me deal with them because I've been doing this for 17 or 18 years. I've got a lot of contacts within the various networks just to go straight through to. So instead of you sitting on hold for half an hour speaking to somebody, you know, with all due respect on the other side of the world that's getting paid $4 an hour to read a script, come to me, let me deal with the networks and I'll sort it out for you.
It's really that easy.
It is, yeah. So that's the one rule I've got for my clients.
Right, so we don't need to talk anymore. That's obviously the best thing ever. All right. We're done. Beautiful. Go for coffee. Okay, so how on earth does this actually work? Do we give you the authority to speak on our behalf, or how does it go?
Yeah, exactly right. So typically the way the whole process works is I'll come in and have a look at where you're at with your current telecommunication services. We'll have a discussion about where you want to be, you know, in 12 months' time, 2 years' time, whatever it happens to be.
So that's about the number of people I'm likely to have in my business.
How many people you've got, how many phones you need, what your sort of call patterns are, how much data you need, you know, are you looking to grow, are you looking to be able to have your staff be more efficient? Can we, you know, increase productivity by maybe adding in an app or, you know, on the IT side, having something there that can actually increase the productivity for your services?
So it's not just business. About dialing a number, dialing in, dialing out.
There's
a whole package.
Exactly. It's a lot more about that side of the efficiency and productivity and what we can do for the business as a whole rather than, you know, okay, I can save you $20 a month off your phone. Like it's not just about a cost-saving thing. It's not just about getting a shiny new phone. It's about what how it all works as a total package for the business.
Okay. So it doesn't matter who I'm with?
No, well, look, I mean, I've got agreements with partners with Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, Exatel, and a couple of others. They're the bigger ones that I partner with. So typically, if we're looking at a mobile phone contract, for example, I'll come in and do a review of where you're at the moment, as I said, and we'll have a discussion about where you want to be. And then I'll go away and negotiate with the networks on your behalf to get you the best deal from each of them. And then I'll come back to you and present, this is the best deal from Telstra, Optus, Vodafone. I'll give you the pros and cons of each. There's no sort of sales tricks. There's no smoke and mirrors. It's very blank and raw and transparent. Mm-hmm. And just this is what it is, and you tell me which one you'd prefer. And then I just manage the relationship from there. So what you're asking about, am I authorised on the account? The answer is yes. I am authorised on the majority of my clients' accounts, and it's so that I can provide that service. The way the networks are, they're very security conscious, which they should be, and it's a good thing. But that's why I need to make sure that I'm authorised on my clients' accounts so that I can do that without having to bug them and conference them into every call to get them to authorise me and this and that, which does happen sometimes, but the majority of the time, once I'm authorised, then that's fine.
You can just deal with what needs to be done?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They literally just send me an email and say, this is what I need. Either I need a new service or I'm going overseas or whatever that the case may be, or our bill's $200 more than what it should be. Go and fix it, basically. Mm-hmm. And then that's what I do.
Okay, cool. So if I never have to speak to Telstra again, I would consider that a definite improvement in my life.
Yes. Most people they don't realise how much time they actually spend speaking to the phone companies. I was in a meeting last week with a client or a prospective client, and he said exactly that. Basically, why don't we just continue to do this ourselves? Why are we, you know, outsourcing this to you? And then we progressed through that conversation, and he actually ended up getting on the phone to his telco company. I won't name them for the sake of this. But look, he jumped on the phone to them, and he was on hold, and we just continued with the conversation. And he was on hold for over 20 minutes. And he just got jack of it and hung up the phone. And I said, well, look, that's why you need to outsource to me. So look, you're busy running your business. You're brilliant at what you do. You know, the telecommunication stuff, just leave that to me. That's what I do. That's what I've done for nearly 20 years. And that's what I know. So you run your business. You're brilliant at that. You're amazing at that. Concentrate on that and let me do this for you.
How does it go? Do what you love, outsource the rest.
Exactly.
And the crazy thing is that you like talking to telco companies. Okay.
Yeah. Look, I have some fun conversations with them. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, I know the way to approach different situations. I mean...
And you're unlikely to lose your temper with them, which is what I do occasionally, which of course you know is silly because the person on the other end of the line is actually not the person making the decision and they've got the script and you're the one who's off reservation, not them, and they can't really do anything about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's typically not their fault until you get through to somebody who does have the authority to make the decision, then, you know, they're the ones that you can have that kind of discussion with. But typically the person that you're speaking to on the other end of the phone, it's not up to them as to whether or not they can credit an account for like data charges when you're roaming overseas or this and that. It's always got to be authorised by somebody higher up. So yelling at somebody over the phone, not generally going to get the best result.
No, let's say true.
But like I said, it's very rare that I will actually just go through the normal customer care lines because I've got so many other contacts. Most of the time I'll just go through my other contacts and I'll say, look, this is the situation, this is the resolution, use some common sense, just get it done.
Yeah. Hi, it's Rob. And they go, oh, hi, Rob.
Yeah, oh, hi. You again? Nah.
There's no point. Well, the thing is, now you've got a reputation. There's no point in negotiating with you. They may as well just give in.
Well, look, and that's the thing. Even when I'm negotiating the deal up front, you know, other than sort of fixing up credits on bills and that sort of thing, when I'm negotiating the deal up front, I've spoken to the account executives from these networks and I've said to them, look, I know you can do this. I'm not going to ask you to do anything that I don't already know that you can do. Because I've been, you know, I've had a lot of experience dealing with them. I know, okay, for an account of, say, 100 phones, I can push them on price or credits or whatever to this point. Whereas an account with 10 phones or 5 phones, there's only so much I can do. So it's just having that understanding and, you know, you build the relationship. I don't want to tread on the toes of the account executives. That's not really my role, but it's more to try and work with them. But having said that, if they're not doing the right thing, I don't have an issue with treading on their toes and making sure that the client's getting the best deal because... I'm not, my responsibility is not to the networks.
You don't get a commission from them.
Well, I do.
You don't sort of kind of say, well, I think, Jackie, you should go with Telstra because you get a 6% commission from Telstra as opposed to a 4% commission from Optus.
You know,
that's not your motivation.
No, it's not. And the funniest thing about that is that if I was doing this for myself, for my own selfish reasons of who pays me the most, 93% of my mobile fleet are on Telstra and they pay me the least.
Mm.
Optus and Vodafone pay me a lot more. They pay me 2 or 3 times the amount of what Telstra do, and between them, they've got 7%.
Yeah.
So it's not about who's paying me the most. If I was doing it for that reason, I'd be selling.
If it were to be on Vodafone, yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. They'd all be on Vodafone or Optus, but they're not. The majority are on Telstra, and it's not because I specifically push the Telstra products. I don't push Telstra any more than I do with the other two. But as I said, I give the best three or the best options from each network. And it's up to the client who they want to go with.
Well, if you could solve the problem for Jane Brook, we'd all be eternally grateful because Jane Brook is a black hole as far as everybody goes.
Yeah, there's certain areas like that that are just horrible. Like Dianella is another one where, you know, it's because it's down in a ditch and it's...
Yeah, well, I don't know what the heck it is about Jane Brook, but we're on the far side of Jane Brook and I have a phone with a particular company. My husband was with a different company. He's with Telstra. I get half a bar on a good day. He gets usually a couple of bars, but we actually have a booster, $1,400 worth of investment of booster, just so we can run the business from home.
Yeah,
because it's just insane. And of course, you can only get those for Telstra, which means his phone works and mine doesn't.
Yes,
but these are the complications. We just assume we're in Perth City. What do you mean, mobile, isn't it?
Yeah,
but they're not all created.
No, they're not, and that's one of my frustrations with, particularly with Optus and Vodafone, is that and having worked for them, and I know how they work from the inside, is, I've sat in meetings with both of those companies where I've had another sales rep with me, and that sales rep is essentially telling the customer our network is as strong as Telstra's, even in regional areas, let alone areas, which it's certainly not. So,
well, that's why my husband is still with Telstra, because he's in and out of the Pilbara.
Yep, okay,
and
perfect.
In all reality, I've got a Telstra SIM
because
I went with the company I'm with because I had got some ridiculously stupid amount of data with my phone upgrade, which I couldn't match with Telstra. No. But I've got a Telstra SIM because when I go fly away, My Optus phone doesn't work.
Yeah, and you just divert the Optus phone to the Telstra one.
You end up with extra charges because, of course, you've got a phone diverting plan. But yeah, we won't even go there. But it is a complicated pain in the neck. So what on earth possessed you to take on this challenge for the rest of us?
Basically because nobody else does it right. There's nobody out there that actually genuinely... Like, the way these companies are set up is that they've all got sales targets. They've got a monthly sales target, and everything that they do is predicated on what is going to get that sales target for them, because they need their commissions and bonuses and all this sort of thing, which they just quite simply don't get if they don't hit their targets. So it's all based on that. And if they have to tell somebody that, you know, you need extra phones or you need extra data or you know the coverage is this or it's that or it's whatever to get that deal closed, a lot of the time they'll do it, and it's just because they're pushed to hit those sales targets. And when I set up ARIA, I specifically set it up where I will not have a monthly sales target ever. I just refuse to. I've got personal goals and business goals and what have you that I want to achieve.
That's
but it's
quite
more
different.
You know, like an annual sort of basis that I want to achieve x amount of.
And the goal is I will save 73 people per week from their telco.
Yes.
That's a reasonable goal.
That's more sort of, exactly. It's more about what's helping other people rather than, you know, what have I got to do? And the problem is that, and having been in the situation a number of times, you get to the last 2 or 3 days of the month and you go, oh, hang on, I've got to get another 2 or 3 grand to hit my target. And it changes your mindset. Instead of being, and even if you are a genuine salesperson that's trying to do the right thing by your client, when you get into that
clients,
sort of, when you get into that sort of situation, it goes from what have I got to do to serve my client to, okay, what have I got to do to hit my target? Because if I don't, then I don't get paid and you know. Mm. So it changes the mindset, and I just don't want that impacted on my clients at all. Like I want my, whether a client signs with me on the 30th of the month or the 1st of the month, I don't care. It makes absolutely no difference to me. Yeah. Now, I've got the networks that will come to me, or one in particular that will come to me and say, what have we got to do to get more sales pushed through us rather than through the other ones? And I've just said to them plain and simple, look, that's not my business model. I'm not going to push sales your way just because it helps your sales target.
No.
Because it's just not the way I operate.
Well, I guess the obvious answer there is if you'd like me to put more sales your way, then give me a better product.
Well, yeah, exactly right. If they've got a better product, the product will sell.
Mm.
I don't push one product over another. I just refuse to. I'll make recommendations. Like in your case, you know, going up to the Pilbara with your husband and what have you. Yeah, obviously you need Telstra. There's no way on earth I would advise you to get an Optus or a Vodafone SIM, even though it's probably going to be 30 or 40% cheaper.
Mm.
It's value-wise, you're going to lose a lot more out of it because he's not going to be able to use his phone.
Mm.
And there's a lot of those sort of areas where, you know, and I've got one client in particular that travels up to Geraldton quite a lot. And Geraldton itself is, you know, Vodafone, Optus and Telstra, they'll all work within Geraldton. But you go a little bit outside of that and that's where you have issues. My fiancé's family's all from Kalgoorlie. It's exactly the same situation with them. So in Kalgoorlie itself, and I lived there for 6 months, so I know what it was like. And I actually had an Optus SIM when I was there. Within Kalgoorlie itself, no works problems. Fine. No issue. You know, there's a couple of little spots, but overall pretty good. But once you get out a little bit, it just is what it is. And the you know, the road between here and Kalgoorlie, it just, you know, Telstra pretty much all the way through and the other two not so much. So, you know, and Perth is, you know, all the major cities are kind of the same. I mean, I'm from Sydney, so I spent a great deal of my time over in Sydney in the telco industry, and I've also been in Brisbane and what have you. So I've been around, and all the major cities are the same. It's when you're within the metro area, for the most part, there's not that much difference.
Mm.
You know, to be fair to everybody, there's not that much difference between the three of them.
Unless you live in Jane Brook.
Well, unless you live in Jane Brook. So, stay away from Jane Brook, you'll be fine. No, but, you know, but that's kind of the situation. So on the whole, they're pretty good. But you get out a little bit further and, you know, you're going to notice a difference.
Yeah.
You know, and when I started ARIA, I moved my service across to Telstra from one of the other two. You know, and I'm in Metro Perth. I'm not, you know, but I did notice a little bit of a difference, but it was more on the data speed side than the actual network coverage, because metro areas, it's not that much of a difference.
I guess that's what makes sense, isn't it? To have the conversations with yourself, who've got a understanding of how everything works when, and you can go, well, if you're going to be here, you're going to be there, or do you need good data speed? Are you just making phone calls? Are you going to send the odd text? Are you trying to send mega files? Do you use it as a hotspot? Once you understand what we are trying to do with the service, from a mobile point of view, obviously fixed phones and data lines are different.
Yeah,
but if what we're trying to do with the service, then you can advise us what might or not be a better option, and then the price point comes obviously as a factor in that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's what I've found is that the majority of people, at least that I've been dealing with, maybe it's just the markets that I've been in, but it's for a lot of people these days, because the cost difference, like, Optus and Vodafone are cheaper than Telstra in 99% of circumstances. It just is what it is. But, you know, people are, at this stage, at least with the clients that I've brought on, seem to not mind paying 30% more because they'll get that extra coverage. But then you do get the clients that just want the best price and they're not worried about the network because they are in metro areas. They're not going sort of too far outside of Perth. So there's no real benefit for them in paying the extra amount to go to Telstra and get the better coverage. You know, so it's, and that's all in the discovery. And the first meeting that I have with clients is more of a discovery meeting than anything else. And it's getting an understanding of what's important to you. And, you know, do you need the coverage, or do you just want better data speeds, or do you just want the cheapest price, or are you roaming a lot and you need roaming? Because if somebody's roaming a lot, typically Vodafone's going to work out the best. You know, number three in Australia, essentially, that's kind of what they're ranked at. But globally, they're number one.
Right.
They're massive. So, you know, with roaming, there's Vodafone are typically going to be the cheapest option. So it's just about understanding what's important to the client and putting together a solution, you know. And again, I'll put together a solution for all three networks. And if I have somebody that is roaming a lot, I'll still give them a Telstra and Optus option. So at the very least, they've got that as a comparison between them and Vodafone. But Vodafone, 99% of cases, is going to work out the cheapest.
Yep. And then I guess you can make an informed decision.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what it's about. I've removed the whole smoke and mirrors. I've removed all of that out of it. So it's very much just this is the raw facts. I'm very transparent with my clients. I've got nothing to hide. And that's... You know, why would I? Like, I understand when you're working for one particular network, you're typically not going to go out there and, you know, if I was working for Telstra, I'm not going to go out and see a client and say, well, you know, you're in metro areas 99% of the time. There's no need for you to pay an extra 30% to go to Telstra. You may as well, you know, have you had a look at Optus or Vodafone? No Telstra sales rep on earth is going to do that. Or, you know, and I would imagine very few, but... You know, and the same on Optus or Vodafone. They're not going to go in and say, well, look, you know, you need coverage in Pilbara. Some of them might, you know, to be fair, but a lot of them just aren't going to go in there and say you need coverage, you know, whether it's Geraldton or Bunbury or wherever it happens to be. They're going to talk up what their product is and how good it is and, you know, all of that, rather than typically saying, well, have you looked at these other options that are going to suit you better? Whereas now, I don't care. And that's what I tell my clients. And it's one of those funny statements when I tell them, sometimes I'll get a funny reaction out of them, and I'll say to them, look, I don't care who you're with. I don't care. It's about what you're happy with and what works for you. If you want to be on Telstra and pay 30% more, be on Telstra and pay 30% more. If you want the cheapest price, you know, Optus or Vodafone are typically going to be there. If you want the, you know, the latest handset, again, Optus or Vodafone typically going to be a bit cheaper, and that, you know. So it's just about what works for the client. I don't have a bias towards any of the networks at all. I would, yeah, there's no benefit to me to do that, and it goes against my business model. I've actually had all three of the networks say to me, what, you know, we want you to be exclusive with us. And I've just said to them, well, no, I'm not. And they'll pay, the reality is, they'll pay you a lot more if you're exclusive to them.
But doesn't that defeat the purpose of what you're trying to do?
It 100% defeats the purpose. And that's what I've said to them is, and I actually ended up parting ways with one of my partners that I had, one of the dealers that I was using, because they just kept harping on about it and pushing that. And I just said to them, look, it's not happening. You obviously don't understand my business model. I'm working for what's in the best interest of my clients. I'm not going to be pushing sales your way or becoming exclusive or whatever, just because it's going to benefit you. I've got to do what's best for my clients.
You're not understanding my motivation here.
Exactly, yeah.
So if people want to have this conversation with you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Look, best way to contact me is probably just the traditional ways. I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn, but there's also the website, ariatelcomanagement.com.au. All of my contact details are on there. We've got the phone number. You can either, you know, directly through to my mobile or through the main office number, and, you know, we can organise a meeting, and I'm happy to come out and look. I travel all over Perth, but having said that, my largest client's based in Sydney, so, you know, it's
of course,
yeah, look, and it just comes from having those relationships and you know, previous clients that I've worked with that have asked to come back to me, and, you know, were very happy when I set up ARIA 9 months ago and said, look, you know, can we deal with you directly? Yep. Perfect. You know, I'm not going to say no.
No, absolutely. Look, I think you'd be better to stay with you.
Well, look, but it's one of those funny things as well, is that I have had a lot of my old clients from previous positions that I've been in contact me, and it just goes back to the transparency and just being honest with people. It's you know, a very basic trait, you know. And I'll say to them, look, this is what's happened. I left my old position in blah, blah, blah. You know, if you want to still deal with them, more than happy for you to do so. But this is what I'm doing now. If you want to deal with me, more than happy to look after you. 100%. I'd love to look after you. But it's got to come from you, because I'm not going to be seen to be poaching my clients or, you know, or any of my old contacts. So that's very important to me. I don't want to have that stigma of, you know, I'm trying to rip off somebody's database or, you know, anything like that. Because, and again, there's been two specific companies that I've worked with over the last 17 or 18 years that when I joined them, one of the first things they said to me is, do you have a database of clients you can bring across? Oh. And I just looked at them and I said, look, number one, no, my integrity won't let me do that. And number two, if I did and I brought a bunch of my old clients across and sort of, you know, signed them up with you guys, then you can't whinge about me doing the same thing to you when I leave here and go, yep. So, you know, and in there, in fairness to them, they've both said, okay, fair enough, that's fine. But
we had to ask the
again,
question.
but that's the mentality in the industry. It's just, it's all about, you know, what are we going to do to get more clients? And they don't care where they get them from. Mm. You know, they would have been, both of those companies would have been more than happy for me to bring across my old database and sign up as many of them as I could. But in leaving those companies, they would have gone off their head if I'd done the same thing to them. And so, and that's the thing. And that's why when people do come to me, you know, that have had my phone number or what have you, or found me on LinkedIn or whatever the case may be from previous roles, I am just open and honest with them. And I say, look, this is the situation. I'd love to deal with you, but it's got to come from you. It can't come from me.
Yeah. So reach out, have a conversation with you. You can tell people what you can and can't do for them.
Yeah.
And then go from there. That makes complete sense.
Yeah, exactly right. There's pretty much nothing that I've come across in the telecommunications industry that I can't do. As far as, you know, whether it's mobiles or fixed voice or data or even from IT, I'm bringing on an ICT partner at the moment. And they're a national company, but their head office is based in Perth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even with a lot of companies, and I've had it quite a lot, and this is kind of what led to it, was, you know, I might go in and fix up or install a phone system. It might be a 20-handset phone system, 30-handset phone system, and they're trying to upgrade their server or they're having IT issues, and they ask me, you know, do you have somebody or can you do this for me as well or what have you. So I've kind of reached out and connected with a partner now that I can bring on to do those sort of roles. So it's, yeah, it's not something, I'm not an IT person. I'm not... look, I know the basics, but I'm not massively technical, but that's why I've sort of outsourced the professionals. They're an amazing organisation, and I've spoken to probably half a dozen different IT companies out there, and some of them, you know, the smaller ones or what have you, that I've used for phone system installations or bits and pieces, they're very, very good. But to have a national company, and it's unusual to have a national company that's head office is in Perth. Most of the national companies are based over east. And
only the sensible ones are here.
And we don't get much love over here. But no. Yeah, and that's one of the things when I moved over from Sydney, I noticed that people in WA want to deal with people in WA. They don't particularly want it, other than the fact that the time difference can be painful. They just like having, it's a lot more insular over here, whereas in Sydney, they're happy to deal with people in Melbourne or Brisbane or whatever. It's on the same timeline. It's easy. It's, you know, so, but yeah, and that's one of the things I noticed. So that's why it was important for me when I looked at the partnerships available, that I went with the company that was actually based over here.
Sounds completely sensible. Yeah. So jump on the website, which is ariatelcomanagement.com.au.
Perfect.
And reach out, have the conversation, and work out how you can solve the problems, and you'll never, ever, ever have to speak to your telco person directly again.
That's my one rule. Never speak to the network again. You don't ever have to sit on hold for half an hour again.
Brilliant. Thanks, Rob. Great talking to you.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Jackie.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.